If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I am Ashley, and that is not something that we do every episode, and I think we should.
What?
Announce who we are.
We did that at last episode.
We did last episode?
Yeah, and I think every other episode.
No, I don't remember saying my name.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I know. I definitely know I said my last episode.
Well,
yeah. Cheers to the unknown.
Yeah, we're just entering into nothing.
Great. Off to a strong start. I'd say this is our best one yet.
So glad you guys are here.
Yeah, thanks for listening in. Whether you're driving or cleaning the house or at work.
All right, enough with the thanks. I cannot wait to get into this week's
enough
episode.
Enough with the thanks. Enough,
like, great, we're glad you're here. Let's now listen. We have some
We're jumping in.
We have some good shit this week.
Yeah,
it's and I like. Really I don't good. Even want. I don't want to mess around with the pleasantries.
Okay,
it's too good.
Well, let's dive right in then.
Okay,
let's waste no time.
Let's waste no time.
Straight into what you need to know.
Okay, so what we've decided is, like, you guys don't know about us,
mm-hmm.
right? You know a little bit, but you need to know more. And so we're just going to start giving some teasers.
And we were thinking about what the best way to do this was. And we thought, like, maybe we should just share about ourselves. But it kind of feels awkward to talk about yourself. Right. Like, it feels a little resume-y.
Oh, right.
So instead of us just talking about ourselves, we thought we could talk about each other.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but we're not telling you all the whole shebang.
No.
But we're just going to say, like, three things, right?
Yeah.
Like, three things this week. Me, Ashley.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about Colleen that you need to know about Col. She's going to tell you three things you need to know about me.
Do you want me to go first? Sure. I'm very curious, like, what direction you took this.
I tried to do, like, a variety.
Why don't we go, I tell one,
yeah,
and you tell one.
Yeah,
and,
like, definitely.
One. Okay. So I'll go
Did
first.
You, like, thoughtfully put in, like, order?
No.
Okay, yeah, because I would think, like, first thing, and so I didn't, like, order which one do I want to say first. Okay, great.
Yeah, so a lot of you who are listening might have heard about us through Ashley. She has a social media page. Well, not just a social media empire, right?
Oh.
But so I feel like a lot of you who have been following Ashley might feel like you know her, and you do because you're very real and you show people a lot. But what people don't necessarily know about you, I think, or see is really the behind the scenes and how hard you work.
Oh.
So I've known Ashley since college. Ashley would be, like, working two jobs or serving and then, like, going to – you had, like, jobs at bars at night where you would, like, be the cute vodka girl or whatever.
Yeah, Bacardi.
And I remember one of the first times, like, when we first started hanging out, I was walking somewhere and you were running from – like your living space to the gym.
My living space.
Like, I don't remember if it was like Dex Village or Chase. Oh, we went to school at University of Oregon.
Living space.
And you were running and I was like, oh, that's her workout. But you stopped to talk to each other and you were running to the gym to do a workout at the gym and then running back. Mm. And just everything about you, like, you've always outworked, like, no one will outwork Ashley. Like, you have this intrinsic, like, hustler mentality. Like, I feel like you're not completely happy in life. Like, it's not about money. It's not about achievement. It's not about whatever. It's this deeper burning fuel in you to just be, like, driving forward and working hard.
Yeah.
And that's a really cool characteristic that I don't think people know about you.
Yeah.
You know,
that's interesting. Also, your perception of that. Cause I feel like I don't think of myself as that, like, a really hard worker, but it's true.
God.
I've always, like, like to have two jobs, or like, yeah, I don't know. I always want to be like doing shit.
I think the coolest thing as your friend to see was when you found Beachbody. Yeah. Is that okay to say?
Oh, yeah.
Is when you found Beachbody, because it was this space where you could just apply. I mean, you had always applied yourself in so many ways, yeah. but this was like, you could just outwork, and it gave you like a structure to just work your tail off and build your own thing.
That's true. So you guys, I'm in network marketing, and I never, this is just such interesting perspective to hear if someone else's. Say it, because I'm in network marketing, and a lot of people have said like, oh, it's so hard to make it network marketing, and that's my full-time job now, and I was working corporate when I first started, but network marketing is the only job that I've had where the harder I work, the more I'm rewarded, because I've only ever worked for other people or other companies,
right?
So like, I was always, which is why maybe instead of working like extra hard at my corporate gig, I like, when I got my job, my dream job at the place I used to work, I still wanted to work at Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, I still was a server. Whereas if I like could have worked twice as many hours at, I mean, I worked at Nike, which is a great place to work. But if I could have worked at Nike twice as many hours and like propelled myself or something, but that just didn't happen for me.
Yeah.
But I never even thought about that.
Yeah, you needed a space where you could just hustle your heart out.
Oh.
And like a constant challenge. Like, yeah. I feel like you're always, whether you know it or not, seeking like a constant challenge. Yeah. And even just doing this podcast project with you, it's been so cool, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like I always knew you were a hard worker, but just you really freaking drive.
Were you worried on episode one when I didn't show up?
I mean,
you know, like, wow, you're a hard worker, but you've really dropped the ball here.
I mean, yeah. I would say I was worried, but I'm just happy now.
Here we are.
Yeah, and especially after the last episode where you really brought it.
And I'm going to bring it this episode too.
I can tell.
All right. Speaking of hard worker, do you know what is insane?
What?
Literally, I wrote like this thing I'm going to talk about, and then dash hard with 3 D's, hard worker, as yours.
That's so crazy.
Okay. So I feel like if you meet Colleen in a room, Colleen can work a room. Everybody that meets Colleen loves Colleen. She can be chill. You like, we've talked about, you called yourself a chameleon before, right? So you can like, you are very good at matching the energy. So you can like, if people are low and they're chill, she can be low and chill. If people are high vibe, she'll be high vibe. Like, right. And so I feel like if you meet Colleen, you're like, oh, she's just awesome. Like, she's got really good personality. What you don't know is like also crazy ass hustler behind the scenes. So when I first met Colleen, we met in a college course. And she sold books for this last summer. I saw this guy on the fridge that I recognized. And I'm like, what? Like, who is that? I recognize him. Like, she was like, yeah, I sold books with this guy. I'm like, sold books. And like, you guys are thinking, oh, she sold encyclopedias. It's not like that. But they literally like send you to across the country. They say, here's your neighborhood. Go find a place to live. And then go knock 80 hours a week on doors trying to sell books to people.
Like Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Yeah. 9 to 9 at
all
least.
All summer. The summer all you summer. Wait for when you're in college. Mm-hmm. Give it all up.
Yeah.
And go knock on doors.
Yeah. So then I found out Colleen, like I see this on the fridge. She says, oh yeah, I sold books, whatever. And this was sophomore year, because your first book selling was between freshman and sophomore year, right? Mm-hmm. So we met sophomore year of college. Comes to find out she was like one of the top salespeople that summer. And that also planted the seed for me of like, well, because you made, I think it was like 17,000 that summer or something. So that kind of inspired me. And so I went and I sold books with her the next summer, and then you killed it that summer. And just, I shadowed her one day, and then she shadowed me one day. And it was like seeing you in a social circle, but then like watching you like work was just crazy. It was just, I mean, you're such a powerful, like, I don't know, just super good. And then, so then she kills it. Like the next summer she goes back, she's like org leader of all these, like the whole group. I don't know how many people were out there, because I could only last one summer. I think she sold 4, but like paid for college and stuff with it. Like, she was super successful. But then she goes and she's in sales. Would you call it still sales? Yeah, sales manager. Yeah. But you started in sales, and she goes and just like, oh, no big deal, still fun, still likes to drink, still likes to party, and then goes out and she's rookie of the year. And that was like, so yeah. So I just feel like everything you do it 110%, which is also why I think this is a good combo on the podcast. Because the other thing that I will say about being a hard worker was I had this one post that I put up in 2016, November 2016, went viral, went crazy. And I was so nervous that it was just going to be a flash in the pan. And I was like, oh my God, I need like, and you were out of town, you were traveling on business or something. I'm like, I need Colleen, like I need her business sense to like, how do I capitalize on this? What do I do? We come back, we meet for brunch. She's so excited. She sends me flowers because she's like also the best friend, not only the hardest worker, right? And then we come back to her house. She pulls out the whiteboard, throws off her shoes. She's like, get down to business. Like, maps out this whole business plan for me. And I'm like, and that's literally, I think, why I am at the place that I'm at in my business now, because I had a game plan.
That's so, yeah, self-love soldier.
Bro. That's what self-love soldier, meeting. That meeting. Yeah. So that's crazy that both of our number one thing was hard worker.
And I think maybe it's what we appreciate too. Like, and there's a lot of things I appreciate about you, but I think having that recognition of that, like there's a respect or something deeper, maybe.
Yeah.
This is really insightful because I think we know these things, but then to verbalize them, this is a very intimate podcast.
It is an intimate podcast.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So my second about you that it's hard to put some of these things into words, you know? Because the words aren't strong enough for them. But I think what I would want people to know about you is how big your heart is and how strong your spirit is. And so being your, like, and put another way, what it's like to be your friend. Everything is more fun with Ashley. Like, everything you can imagine doing in life, I want Ashley with me. Like, it's so much more fun. Like, tonight we're just, you know, doing the podcast and ordering takeout and drinking hot cocoa.
Right.
But like, and she was laughing at me because we did an Instagram story, and during the Instagram story, she like put whipped cream just in her mouth, and she's like, "Was it in your laugh? You thought that was so funny." And I'm like, "Yeah, I did. It was funny. Like, just everything is more fun with you. Like, you keep me on my toes. Your humor keeps me on my toes, and certainly like your intelligence and your wit, but also your energy. Like, I feel when I'm with Ashley, like I'm on drugs. Like, we're like ride, like ride or die is." If Ashley was like, let's go do this, I'd be like, yeah, because I'm on a drug. But then also, like, I think one of the cool things for me was seeing you become a mom, you know, in the last year and seeing this person who's always so fun, always has the biggest heart, like is always the best to be around, apply that to a child.
Yeah.
Like, and seeing you with Rev and like, she has the most fun. And you're like, she's such a happy baby. And I'm like, I know why. Because she has you as mom. Like, seeing her at her birthday where she's just smiling. And I'm not trying to imply that people who have fussy kids.
Oh, right.
I mean, okay. But you guys know what I mean.
If your kid cries, you suck.
No, but I think it's just been so cool just seeing. I'm like, God, Rev's going to love all the things that I'm obsessed with.
Oh.
And it's sure does. But it's just, anyway.
Oh, my gosh, that is so nice. It was funny when you're like, if Ashley said, want to do this, I would be like, yes, let's go. Because one, I do think we have more fun together. Like, you know, it's insane. Like, just our chemistry level and the connection, whatever. But I was like, you're so teeing me up because the second thing that I put for you.
God, it's just the same?
No.
Okay,
this one is, you're the ultimate hype girl.
Yeah.
Ultimate hype girl. Like, Colleen is the best at celebrating other people. And she's also always down. So she will, like, I'll be like, Colleen, want to do this? And she'll be, Like, you can't even get the words out of your mouth. And she's like, yep, I'm in, totally down. And it's so funny now because I always have to check with her manager, which is her husband. Because she'll be like, I'll be like, hey, you want to do this? Yep. And he's like, we're going to be in Hawaii then, call. Like, right? How many times is we just commit? And he's actually, that's our anniversary. Or like, you know? And it's just so funny, but I can always count on call, always down. And I always want you to be there because it's the most fun. But also, you're just so, like, you're a hype girl where you want to do everything, but you also really build people up. So that, like, it's so nice to have call in your corner. But it's also good Chris is in your corner to make sure that, you know,
balance it out. Yeah. Chris will always tell me, check your social calendar, like check your written out calendar.
Yeah.
I will say too, I'm always down for people I want to always be down with.
Yeah.
My ride or dies.
No, yeah. And then sometimes if you do things and I'm not invited, I'm like, oh, bummer. Like, because I just feel like I want to do all the things with you and I want you to do all the things with me, which is also why doing this podcast is so exciting because now we've had our social, but now this is like our work. We get to have this like passion project together.
Yeah. Passion project. Mm-hmm. It's really at the end of the day, like,
it's not about you guys. It's about us.
It is really about us. But But we want you with us.
But we want you with us, of course. Yeah, and we mean it. It'll forever and ever.
Yeah, it's like a girl gang.
Yeah. Like, this is, you guys give us a reason. I don't think we'd do it if there wasn't.
No, hell no.
Yeah, but anyway. Okay. What else do they need to know about me?
Ashley is the most fearless person I know. So there are situations or things that we can get into where I might feel that little like, oh my gosh, should we say something or should we do something? Like if you're at a restaurant and the food comes out wrong or something like that, I'll never say anything about it. I will just eat whatever they give me and be fine.
What?
Oh, 100%. And you, see? This,
yeah, 100% of the time I'm saying
something. Ashley's like, no, it's wrong. Send it back or whatever. Yeah. Like you are not afraid. Like Ashley will hold her ground. And for me, it actually gives me a lot of courage.
Oh,
like,
good.
I feel like you're kind of my lawyer.
Yeah.
And I, like, I'm not afraid to do anything when Ashley's with me.
Mm-mm.
Because she's so confident and so courageous that I'm like, yeah, let's, you know, for you and your social media empire, you're so courageous in your own skin. And in doing the right things and in speaking up when not just bad food, but when things are not okay.
Right.
You know, you have a voice and it's powerful and people listen to what you have to say. And it gives other people the courage to love themselves more, to do things they might be afraid of doing. And it's going to be a great example for Revy, but it is a wonderful thing to have in a friend too.
Yeah.
I remember specifically.
If someone wrongs you, I am taking them down.
Oh my God. There was this one time.
You specifically.
Yeah. In college, we were living together and there was like, I don't know if you remember, it was the Harris house. And there was one roommate that we had where we would have the heat set a certain temperature. And then this person would turn it down to like be eco-efficient. And then you every morning would like go and turn it up, like back to where we had it.
Yeah. Well, you lived in the garage.
I lived it. Yeah.
You had no heat.
I know you were always looking out for me and like you fiercely look out for people and do the right thing. But I remember some mornings I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh, this is going to be a good one this morning. I'd go like pour my cereal, like sit at the table, just like wait for the show.
Oh my gosh.
You're not afraid to get into it with anybody, but no. I love it. I love it so much because you're always right.
Well, no, it can be a bad thing.
Okay, but whatever. Like, sure, but I love it much. And it gives me so much courage.
Oh, yeah.
Even this podcast, like, I would never do this by myself.
Yeah.
But with you, I'm like, let's take on the world.
Yeah. I know. And we are taking on the world. Okay. You did like really, you did really nice things. I mean, not that this isn't nice, but I also did just like things that, whatever. So my next one is, your relationship with your dad.
Oh,
so Colleen is like super, super close besties with her dad, has such a great relationship with him. And I keep like hearing layers and layers of it. I think that's where you get your sense of humor, at least partly because he's really funny, but it's kind of like, not like slight, like stupid funny, like smart funny, and can be silly funny, but but they also, they go to movies together all the time and they play every weekend they play Hearthstone video game and they like text each other. Like sometimes I'll be out with Colleen at night and he'll be playing and she'll be like checking in like, you got to do this, dad, or whatever. So I love your and your dad's relationship. And I just love that like you guys play this game together and you're like in cahoots about all the,
how I talk to you guys about like TV shows and movies and things. That's pretty much every conversation with my dad. Like he texted me tonight. He's like, oh, there's this new, I used to play Tomb Raider, the computer game as a kid, with Lara Croft. And he's like, there's this new Tomb Raider movie you have to see on HBO. Like he's always talking about that stuff. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the recommendations that I come to are like half of them are probably from my dad.
Yeah.
But I love your relationship with your dad. So this is a funny one because we both have these like really, you know, great father daughter.
Our dads are special.
Yeah. But your relationship with your dad is so special. Like I love just being around him too.
Yeah.
Like, and there's so many, the other day when you left my house, you remember when I was like, that was your dad.
Oh,
like
you
said something. I can't remember what it was.
Hi, Chrissy.
So that was totally your dad.
Yeah. And it makes me proud whenever anyone says like, oh, that was your dad or something. I've always wanted to be more like my dad. So I just feel like I don't know. And I'm not super like him, but I just look up to him.
Yeah.
And I think same for you and your dad.
Yeah.
We have good men.
Yeah, we do. More to come.
Yeah.
Next, we have a special edition of the hot seat.
Oh my God. Yeah, we have hot takes, hot seat edition.
Hot seat edition. So instead of bringing hot topics with hot takes, we are each going to take turns being in the hot seat.
Yeah.
This is actually kind of a get to know you a little bit too, because I think we're going to get some insights here.
Oh yeah.
But I think with this one, we just have to drill each other. Like I'll drill you, you drill me.
Yeah, we just go. And guys, we have a bell every time. So I think we should ding it and then maybe not let it like verb out crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're still aware of our audio issues. So we're trying to, you know, whatever. Okay. So
you want to drill me first?
Yeah. No, I want to drill you first for sure. I've been so excited. Okay. So what this is it's the first thing that comes to mind, or just like answer these things as quick as you can. You can't overthink them.
Okay.
I started thinking about these things. I'm like, okay, Ellen DeGeneres does this really well. So I got a few things there. Okay. Ready?
I think so.
I wonder if we should set a timer. Like, should I do this for 60 seconds?
Let's run through your list.
Okay. Ready?
I think so.
Okay. Oh, fave food.
Macaroni and cheese.
Fave color.
Pink. Screw the bell. Axe the bell.
Okay. Three things in your nightstand.
I have books. I have earplugs because whatever. And
whatever.
Strange. Because sound. And then what else is on my nightstand?
Three things in or on.
In or on. Oh, my eye mask.
Oh, yeah.
I sleep with an eye mask too. I really love that.
Yes. Three things you must do every day.
I must every day. I can't overthink this. See, I'm overthinking.
No, yeah. What do you do?
I usually always have a shake. I have to have like a Shakeology or something. I love to go for walks every day.
Yeah.
I must go every day. And, the other thing that I must do is check Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah. Duh. What do you sleep in at night?
I usually sleep in t-shirt and underwear.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Samesies actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't like pants.
No.
But
same.
I like t-shirt. Yeah. Most rebellious thing you did as a teenager?
Oh my gosh. I was not rebellious at all as a teenager. Okay. So I can't even really even think of one.
Nothing. You were perfect.
You
were trying not to make waves.
I was trying not to make waves.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fave curse word.
Shit.
First celeb crush.
Okay, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh my God, same.
I had a poster of him.
Oh my God, do you remember that magazine? It was like Bop, some magazine.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Something you're afraid of.
Spiders.
I
feel prettiest when, honestly, it's probably like typical girl thing when I'm like done up.
Yeah.
Like tonight, you know, you got your lashes on, you got your makeup on, you got your hair.
Feel good.
Hair's clean. Yeah. Probably when like, I don't know, because I have thick hair, can't wash it every day.
Right.
But when it's like everything's fresh.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh to death.
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't scared too.
I wish I wasn't scared to watch scary things. And I still do it anyway because I get actually scared of ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a legit one.
Okay. Something no one knows about you, or most people don't know about you.
Okay. That I've gone bungee jumping a lot.
Oh, that's right.
Like I've gone bungee jumping like 10 times.
Yeah. Oh my God. I totally forgot about that.
And that I've gone skydiving. A lot of people don't know that about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Risk taker over here. Something you're obsessed with right now.
Okay. Oh my God. This is so quick. And
I know.
Go blank.
I know.
Go blank.
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure on
this. I already talked about this on the podcast, but I was super obsessed with Homecoming with Julia Roberts.
Okay.
And that's over in my life now, but I was very
recent. You've got to find a new obsession. Yeah. Something you hate that everyone else loves.
Oh, easy. Truffle oil.
Me too, actually.
Get out of town. Everybody
GTFO.
With that.
GTFO.
It is not good.
It's gross. And awful. Why is there such a high price?
And they put it on popcorn, and most of it's fake. Most of it's not actually truffle oil.
Yeah. It's like some mask.
Disgusting.
What's your Starbucks drink?
Okay. I actually, lately I've been not wanting coffee with the pregnancy, but, when I do want coffee, I usually get a cafe misto. It's half coffee, half milk, steam milk, but you don't need to add anything to it. It's like naturally kind of sweet. I mean, it's just the go-to.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Or, I like to also get iced coffee with a little bit of caramel drizzle on top.
Mm.
It kind of sweetens it up and gives it a little fun, but it's still
like crazy.
But it's still like an everyday
kind
of, you know.
I mean, I could go on more, but that's all I had written down.
Oh my God, that was fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was fun.
What a relief.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like mine are a little more silly.
Okay.
Yours were good for like people got to know me, I think, a little bit better. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm gonna rapid fire you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I don't know why I'm nervous for you. I think I thought about my question and then about how to do the bell.
Yeah.
Okay. One fruit for the rest of your life, go.
Honey Crisp apples.
Wow, very specific. ice cream or brownies?
Oh, ice cream.
I'm gonna kill the bell. tonight you could hang out with Will Ferrell or Steve Carell. Who would you pick?
Will Ferrell, 100%. Wait, fuck, I forgot who Steve Carell was. Yeah, if you say Michael from The Office, then it's Michael from The Office. I don't want to hang out with Steve Carell. I want to hang out with Michael from The Office.
Michael from The Office or Will Ferrell?
Michael from The Office.
Wow, I thought you'd go for Will Ferrell. Immediately
I thought, yes, Will Ferrell, but then Michael. I want to know if he's so real. I want to know what he's like in real life.
First thing, okay, I'm going to do a series of first thing.
That oh my comes God, to I want Michael head. To be a guest on our podcast. Can you imagine? Put that on the goal board.
Could you imagine?
We need Michael Scott.
First thing that comes to mind, I'm going to do a couple of these.
Okay.
When I say camping.
Rain.
Katy Perry.
Barf.
Gluten.
Yummy.
Meryl Streep.
Queen.
Okay, I made that one last one up. and this one's gluten.
I saw your face. You had like this amount, look of wonder in your eyes. Like, what's going to happen if I say this?
I didn't want to stop because that was kind of fun.
No, that's why I didn't want to stop.
Okay, you have to drive one car for the rest of your life, and it's either a Hummer or one of those tiny smart cars, those small cars. What would you pick?
Pass.
No.
Okay, I guess I would draw on to drive a smart car, but then how many, like, can a family fit in there?
No, Rev can't fit in there.
All right, Hummer, and then I just ruin the planet and I look like a douche.
Yeah.
That's what I choose. Side note, if you own a Hummer, sell it.
Yeah.
You know?
Great. We really know how to make people feel included.
Yeah.
Favorite Christmas song?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
No, that's the performance. If you were an animal, what would you be?
Dog. Dogs are the best.
Great. Favorite Christmas cookie?
Is that a thing?
Yes, I guess Christmas cookies are a thing.
No, I mean,
like,
I don't know.
Grandparents used to make like trays and trays of Christmas
cookies. My great grandma, she, in this family, we have a recipe called chocolate balls. And they're amazing. There's like coconut, graham crackers. I don't know what else. It's so good though. So that would be my fave Christmas cookie, but no one knows what it is.
Okay. Running or burpees?
Quick. Running.
Okay. Last one.
That's a good one.
This is a hard one. Are you ready for it?
I don't know.
That was actually a hint. Favorite Taylor song?
Well, right now, Delicate, I think, still. No, I can't. I can't do this. I'm going to have a nervous breakdown trying to guess. Nope. Ditch the performance. Delicate is, I mean, right now, I'm still just loving that album.
It's such a good song.
Like, I can't get over the album.
Okay. Well, then this is going to, I think meant to write favorite Taylor song and favorite Taylor album, but you would say Reputation.
Yeah, but also like last album when she did the 1989, I was vibing hard on that.
Yeah, I know.
Like her next album's gonna be, I'll just be writing that for 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, like I just feel like whatever she's doing in the moment is what I want.
Whatever she serves us, we're gonna eat.
But still, sometimes I still go, I do the Red album or I'll do 1989. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, she's all good.
I actually played 1989 the other day, and I was like really jamming on Blank Space.
Yeah.
She has such jams.
I think the reason that I like Taylor so much, and I've said this before to you, but I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, I just love, like, if she didn't write her songs, I don't think I would think she's an amazing artist, but she is such a genius with her lyrics.
Yep.
And then I don't know. I just love that she is the
best
songwriter that she is.
Yeah. 100%.
Wow.
Wow, that was fun.
Okay.
I can't believe we're already at Rant and Rave.
Do you know what I was going to say? If you would ask me, if you were going to ask me what's one thing, like if you asked me one of the questions I asked you, what's one thing that you hate that everybody loves?
Yeah.
Do you know what I was going to say?
What?
Ariana Grande.
And she is hot.
She's making a comeback. And everyone loves her, and I'm not.
I think that her fans are like Aranators or something. I might be becoming one.
Ugh, I can't.
I mean, and I can't even believe the words are coming out of my mouth.
I can't either.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she's grown on me. You know, she just came out with a music video for Thank You Next that has Kris Jenner in it. And it's supposed to be very, very good. It's like a shout out to like her favorite, like has like,
is she nice?
Well,
Some research. Do some research and find out if she's nice. Okay. I think actually a lot of people know if she's nice or not. And I need you to get to bottom of
it. Okay. All right.
If she's great and like doing wonderful
then you're
things,
convert
then I might be fine. But you know what? Years ago when she first came on the scene, I just was hearing what a diva she was and like what a bitch she was and like treated people horribly. And I'm like, so I can't even, like, I don't care how good your music is. If you're an asshole human being, I'm not in.
I think she gets some, like, I don't know, because she was really young then.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't.
Which also, like, who the F are you?
Right.
You can't be an asshole when no one knows who you are. Mariah Carey, you're like, okay, she's a diva. I know I'm getting into. Whatever. You know?
You
know? Like,
sorry, I'm like, oh, mystery.
Yeah, yeah, it's a mystery.
She can't sideswipe us.
No, she can't. You're too brand new. Yeah. Little tiny little kid.
You earn nothing with
me. You earn nothing. Yep. All right.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah. Exactly. And nobody does.
All right. Rant and rave. Do your rant first.
My rant is, we're in the year 2018.
Okay, that's a fact.
We're in a
rant. Can you check?
I am pissed about it.
Wow, good one.
Can you believe that? Okay, this is the year of digital. Literally, my whole business is online. You guys are listening to us with all the technology, right? Like, we're recording into microphones, into computers.
These are still just facts.
Okay. Well, listen up, sis. So I go to return something. I have the digital receipt. I have the receipt they emailed me. Mm-hmm. I show them it on my phone. No can do, ma'am. We cannot return this. We can't find your order. Wow. Bitch, it's on my phone. Your company sent this to me. What is going on? I waste an hour of my life in this store and they can't find it.
Wow.
I'm pissed.
Wow. I can tell.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah. This seems like, did it ever get resolved?
Yes. Okay. Here.
Wow. This is a strong segment.
Okay, but the reason I'm bringing it up now is because, so what pissed me off the most was this store that I bought it from. I bought it online. It says you can return it in store. So I drive an hour out to this store. I drive an hour away. I spend an hour in the store of my life of them trying to figure this out. They say, sorry, can't help you. I'm like, it's literally right here. They're like, can't find it. If you don't have your receipt, I'm like, are you kidding? Yeah. You know? And so then she's like, well, I'll call my manager. I'll leave a note, whatever. And she calls me a week later. Hey, we figured it out. We found it, blah, blah, blah. Come in. So then I got to drive another hour out there. Jeez. And then I have to wait because they're helping people and whatever. So my biggest thing is time is a limited resource, which is why I online shop. And that place does not have free returns. So I had to like go into the store because I don't want to pay $17 in shipping. You know, but yeah. Then I also spent how many hours of my life trying to solve this. And the reason that I'm bringing up this week is because I saw somebody that I'm friends with on Instagram story talking about another store did that to her. And she had the thing on her phone. She was complaining about it. I'm like, oh my God, this is a thing. This is an epidemic.
Yeah. 100%.
We need to be better, America or universe.
Well, and you said like,
level the F up.
You said we're in a digital age.
Yeah.
100%. We're also in the age where you said online shopping of hassle-free returns,
yes,
and convenience.
Right.
So if someone can't be convenient,
right,
they're not going to survive.
And I'm not – I mean, it's kind of a higher-end boutique store.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shop there anymore.
No. Hell no.
And I hate it because I love their stuff. The store is called Evereve. Super cute store. They need to – I will not shop there until they get better.
Yeah.
Pissed.
Well.
What's your rant?
All right, I have a serious rant.
Uh-oh. What? Like mine wasn't serious? That was very serious, Colleen. Jeez.
Yeah, so I'm about to get on a soapbox.
Mm, great.
This is probably the most serious rant I've ever done. And then I have a very light rave to balance it out.
Okay.
Okay, so this is legit very important to me and meaningful to me. But this week, I have heard people say the word retarded three different times. Well, two were in songs that just were released that are like top songs. And then one was someone in a grocery store telling their friend, like, don't be retarded. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me just unpack this on why this is really important to me. I have two brothers. Both of them have intellectual disabilities. They are both actually mentally retarded. Okay. I've had this conversation a lot with people over the years. I remember a specific conversation that I had with someone, and it's usually, this is very similar to the responses that I get, where people say, why do we need to be so PC?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, why are we so sensitive about things? Mm-hmm. Let me unpack that for you. First of all, this is not a political correctness issue, okay? Second of all, it has nothing to do with how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
It actually has nothing to do whether people are sensitive about it or not sensitive about it. It has everything to do with the culture that we're creating and the actual people that are impacted by these words. Mm-hmm. So there might be people listening to this who have used this word and not thought about it. And I get that. So my hope is for any of you listening who've maybe used this word, or more importantly, if you hear someone else using this word in the future, to understand that when we say, don't act retarded, or you're so retarded, mm-hmm. what we're basically saying is, my humanity is more important than someone who actually has intellectual disabilities is. And when we put people as in certain rankings as less than some kind of other, mm-hmm. we create a cultural fabric that is very dangerous. My brothers growing up were bullied. I remember walking home with one of my brothers and a schoolmate was throwing rocks at his head. There was an afternoon where my brother went missing and he was so scared that he was hiding in a public garbage can for hours because he didn't want to come out. There are people with intellectual disabilities, and this actually applies to a lot of groups, whether it's the gay, lesbian, transgender community. There are other communities that are seriously impacted by a culture of dehumanizing others. And there are people whose lives are at risk or they are actually killed. So we have to be careful about perpetuating words that can lead to hatred, because ultimately that's what this comes down to. And we have to be careful and mindful about the example that we set for future generations. And we have to check ourselves, because a lot of times the people saying this word or other words that are hurting or perpetuating these cultures are not at all impacted.
Mm-hmm, right.
They're never impacted, right? So we have to be mindful of that too. So I'm going to wrap this rant up by challenging all of us. This is actually comes from one of my, actually my most favorite documentary that I saw this year was the Mr. Rogers documentary. Mm. And I loved it. For those of you who haven't seen it, take a box of Kleenex and find it and see it. He was asked to speak about 9/11 after that happened. And he, you know, Mr. Rogers is like so pure and so wonderful. And his response to this was, in these dark moments, it's up to us to be the repairers of society. And so when we hear words like this, I challenge all of us to be brave enough to call it out and to be the repairers of society and spread love with everybody, because we're all equal, mm-hmm. And nobody is less than anybody else. No. So that is my rant.
That is a good rant and an important one.
And we're going to go right to raves, because I think I left it all there.
Okay. So my rave. All right. My rave is, every year, this is our 8th year doing this. We have this tradition, and it used to be scarf party.
Yeah.
So it's a girls' night, basically. And it's the more the merrier, but it used to be like White Elephant Exchange. You bring a scarf packaged up in a thing, and then you do White Elephant style, like, exchange for the scarf. Now I think this is year 8 or something like that. And we've, or maybe longer.
Yeah.
And then we decided, well, we don't need more scarves. So we're switching it to necklaces this year. It's still hard for me to say, not say, because it's tomorrow night for us. Like, oh, scarf party. Now it's necklace party or whatever. But it is my favorite holiday tradition. It's one of my favorite nights of the whole year. Yeah. And that is tomorrow night. And I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
It's just like all the girls coming together, food, drinks, fun. Then like the White Elephant thing is just so, some years it's has been boring where there's not a lot of trades. I think the necklace thing is going to do a lot of trades. I think there's going to be people fighting over stuff.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I love stealing other people's things.
Remember that one year we were in cahoots?
No, yeah.
I really wanted a scarf and Call wanted a scarf, and like each had been stolen once or something. So we whispered and people got pissed about it.
Oh yeah, we did the math.
If you steal this, then you steal this from me, it'll freeze that. Then you can we walked out of there with the scarves we wanted, and so we were the winners.
They were only mad that they didn't think of something like that too.
Exactly.
You know, and you stand by that night.
Yeah.
In fact, I 100%. Feel really proud remembering that memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really proud of that.
We came out on top.
And maybe tomorrow something similar might be able to happen.
Right.
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't wait for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You know what we need to start doing though is like having little earbuds in our ears so that it's a little more discreet when we're in cahoots, but like we can communicate secret messages to each other, like throughout, like we go to the bathroom and then I get to tell you a whole, like, this is the plan.
Maybe we should develop some sort of hand signal.
Yeah.
or some other language.
Or another language is a good idea.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure we can turn that around in 24 hours.
Okay. We gotta do it by tomorrow. I think we can do it.
Okay. My rave. I gotta say, one of the things I was nervous about being pregnant was going out and not being able to get cocktails, because I really love mm-hmm. cocktails. I really love old fashions. And I was right to be nervous about that, because a lot of places you go and you try and order a mocktail and they say, oh, we have ginger beer, ginger ale, and that's kind of it. And I'm pretty tired of ginger ale and ginger beer. So I just got a rave about a couple of the places in Portland. Good. And I'm not going to get specific restaurant names, but we went to a couple places last weekend, and they're like, oh, you want a mocktail? Here's a whole list of things to choose from. And I just like to feel included.
Right.
I don't want to feel left out.
Right.
You know, and I will pay a premium. They got to have good margins on those.
Right.
So like every restaurant should be doing this, and they're not. So I'm just super appreciative of the ones that are.
Well, and I feel like, okay, you're pregnant, so you can't drink. But there's also people that just don't want to drink.
Totally.
And they don't want to still just have water or like just have ginger ale or whatever. Like, you know, you should cater to people that either can't drink or don't want to drink.
And people will pay a premium.
And people will pay.
The same price.
Yeah.
Like just to have something. And, you know, I don't know. People who make these drinks are so innovative and so fun.
Yeah.
Like, show us what you got without booze.
Get better at returns, everybody, and make sure you have some great mocktails on your menu.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, and be good humans.
And be good humans.
Yeah.
That's it. That's number one.
Okay, you guys. Wow. Subscribe, rate, and review. We got to plug that.
Don't forget it. Don't forget to do that.
No.
You got to do it.
Our podcast depends on it.
We depend on it. Yeah.
So I know when I listen to podcasts, I hear this and I never go in.
I don't
and either. And so don't be that. Don't be us.
Do as we say, not as we do, please. Yeah. I mean, I do subscribe.
I do subscribe.
I just don't rate and review.
But those are really important, and I never knew how important until now.
Yes, so and I'm going to go rate and review all the podcasts that I'm...
Same.
That I love.
Yeah.
Not all of
them. No.
But like the ones I love, love.
Yeah. Okay, guys. We love you so much. You can...
Always.
And
see you next Tuesday! Bye.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.